patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
I'm a baller, so high roller, baby, 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 baby. Shot caller.
Her first performance with a new ring. Joining us now is Zora Stevenson. Zora, how's that ring?
Homer, you're the first person I've talked to about this. I want you to know. Like, this is fresh on my mind. This afternoon was amazing. I didn't get excited for it until like 24 hours before. I was like, I'm getting a championship ring today. Really, really cool.
How do they determine the days? It's been various days, the one for the team. I don't know. What's the procedure? How did it end up being when it was for you?
Yeah, so all of the full-time employees got their rings today. So that would be, aside from coaches and players. So the coaches and players got their rings on ring night. And then today, the Bucks had a ceremony for all the employees. And they called your name up. They gave you your ring, a box. And there was, a champagne toast and everything. The trophy was there. It was a really, really nice gathering.
So do you get the same ring that's worth, like, thousands of dollars and has millions of small diamonds in it?
No, my ring is not the player's. So, like, only the players get the player's ring. And obviously, some of the coaches and top dog execs. So there's levels to the rings, if you know what I mean. But mine has my name on it, which is super cool. And it still has the face of what the player's ring looks like, but definitely smaller than the player's ring.
What's the best part? Now you got it. What's the first feeling? What's the best part? Take it away. Rings are. Uh-oh. Do we lose her? Something happened.
Am I back?
You're back. I thought I was concerned that maybe you started to cry, so I didn't want to. I didn't want to say the wrong thing.
I almost did start to cry today, just because I guess looking at the ring, and I have it with me right now. I'm looking at it. Mm-hmm. It just brings me back to that time. Like, it brings me back to the night of Game 6 and being on the court and celebrating with everyone and just all of the different gatherings and then the parade. Like, it brings me back to that time. For me, which was such an amazing time, and I'm so grateful that I was able to, witness everything. So for me, it's like the ring represents all the memories, which I think is really special.
And then the time to me that I'm always curious to ask everybody about, and that is the time exactly when you thought, oh man, they're going to be world champions. And it's not when the game ends. There's a point that it crosses your mind during the game, I assume.
Yeah. I would say, like, the entirety of Game 6, I don't normally get anxious during Bucks games. And Game 6, I was in the building, and the whole game, I just kind of felt, I was like, this is the night. This is it. Like, when you just have that feeling? I could feel it. The game, they kept the game close the entire time, like, it was at home. The city was on fire. That it was the night. I could feel it the entirety of the game.
Wow.
And I also had a pit in my stomach the entirety
so
of the game.
So you watch this thing, and I know they're going to win. I know they're going to win. And as it starts happening, I think there was, and I can't remember, but didn't Middleton make a shot when you thought, yeah. I don't know when that was. I can't. I may even have it wrong.
And then Giannis was on his way to 50. It's like he can't have this performance and then not win.
That's right.
I mean, there was just... Yeah, it was. I was like, "Wow, this is really happening." Like, they're really
talking
with
Zora. Yes, we could talk about this year, but nah, I'd rather talk about this because this is forever. All right, take us back to when you first started with the Bucks and where the team was at that point.
So I first started with the team 2019. So right after they had lost to Toronto, that was the big storyline I remember coming in. Is like they were up 2-0, and then they lost 4 in a row. That was the big storyline, and it was like, how can the Bucks be better in the playoffs? And coming into that season, that was the, I think they had 18 wins in a row in that 2019-2020 season, regular season, it was like, oh, the Bucks are picked up right where they left off. Giannis had gotten even better. Like, all his percentages, points, rebounds had increased. And he's coming off his first MVP award, and he was on track to do it again. And the team was rolling. It was just so fun. Like, everywhere we went, the team was just having so much fun. And then everything shut down, and the bubble, and obviously everything changed from there. But my first season here, that first part of it, the team was rolling.
I just wonder about with Drew Holiday, when he joined the team, the first time that you thought, oh, this could be the difference. And there were other differences too, but that was obviously the biggest new difference.
What was?
When Drew Holiday joined the team in terms of...
Oh. Yeah,
just
sure.
Saying, oh, this team is different. This is, there's yep. something here.
But, you know, I think what was so special about last season is there wasn't, obviously there was expectation that the Bucks had to win, but it was different to me, especially because they had lost in the playoffs 2 years in a row, like
yep.
internally and like within the Bucks community, there was an expectation, but everybody else outside the state wrote the Bucks off. Like, it wasn't like all year they were talking about the Bucks winning a championship. Like, the Bucks were talking about winning a championship, but nobody else was.
Yeah, we don't know what and they'll do, but they'll find some way to screw it up.
Yeah, that's like what the narrative was. And I think that's why it was even more special, because everybody counted them out except themselves and their fans and obviously, you know, the Bucks community. So it was just like a stick it to the entire NBA, which is always fun.
All right, now the ring. Where's it going to be? How often are you going to wear it? Top five questions about the ring.
Well, first off, my mom really, really wants to see it in person. So I got to figure that out. And, you know, she can have it for a little bit. And then...
Oh, for a little bit. Just out of curiosity, how long is a little bit with your mom? She's your mom. I checked. She carried you for 9 months. She should at least get it that long.
Oh, that's funny.
For a little bit. Come on.
She appreciates you lobbying.
Yes, I am. Yep, I
her.
Think she should get it for exactly 9 months, unless you were
right?
an early delivery.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll think about that.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they'll do it.
That.
That's what that. I know what I think about that means.
And then I think it'll just be, you know, at home. I'm not a big jewelry person anyway, but I think there will be certain instances where I'll want to flex. Like, a ring like this, you only wear it just to flex, just to be like, oh, I have a ring and the Bucks won. Like, that's what this ring is, in terms of publicly wearing it.
Yeah, I like that phrase, just to flex. I'm going to use that in the future. Not necessarily, I don't have such a ring, but yeah. What'd you do that for, Homer? I just wanted to flex a little bit. Just to flex.
Yes. Yep. I can't wait to see Tony's reaction to that.
Yeah, we know the reaction to that. Homer, you do that every day. No, that's all right. All right, I don't know what's to be said about last night's game. It's hard. Even when things are really good, the regular season seems so long, and I don't ever want to focus too much. One guy gets really hot, as somebody did last night, or how do you assess the loss to the Celtics?
I think end of a road trip fatigue, and not that it's an excuse, but it can still be a reality. I you know, obviously Chris Middleton getting hurt wasn't the best thing. I don't think it changed the... you know, game, but, you know, you want to keep an eye on that hyperextension to the knee. I'm wishing him well. I just really think it was like a long road trip, and they're like, back-to-back, second night of a back-to-back, like a lot of different factors. I wouldn't read too much into it, though. You know, team gets back tomorrow against Indiana. Dante DiVincenzo expected to return. So that's the storyline, really. Leading into tomorrow, I think
was
it's like, okay,
his
for the Boston
time
game.
Off the norm for his injury. It feels like it was longer than expected, but I'm not even sure that's accurate.
No, I mean, Coach Bud said he progressed better than they expected. So, and I know for a fact Dante was doing everything he could to try to get back. So they have talked about how he came along rather quickly and was, you know, doing what he was supposed to be doing.
Who gets less minutes? What happens as his return grows?
That's what we have to see. I'm interested to see how Coach Bud does this. I really am. And it'll be hard to tell, especially if Chris doesn't play, you know? Then we really won't know until everybody is, like, playing at once. So it may take some time for us to really see how this is going to go.
All right. The first appearance by Zora with her ring.
Yep. Only you.
I'm just telling you, if she doesn't keep it for 90 days, or 9 months, excuse me, 9 months, I'm going to protest.
That's fair. My mom will get her time with the ring.
All right, well, you just tell her that the guy Homer said you should get it 9 months because that's how long she carried you. Yeah, I like it even better each month. It just sounds good. I just want to let you know, Zora, you are so nice not to say this because right now I know there is absolutely no way your mom keeps it for 9 months. But you just don't want to. You just want to let me roll and flex a little bit, not destroy my thunder here. But I know. There's no way.
She's probably not getting it for 9 months.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Zora.
Talk to you.
Bye. Zora Stevenson. Yeah, should that be the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question? Homer thinks Zora Stevenson should let her mom have the Bucks World Championship ring for 9 months because that's how long she carried her. What do you think, Pebble?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to get a lot of responses.
Oh, that is a very good answer because more important than which percentage wins is it a stupid question that no one cares about? Yeah, I think you're right. I've made my point, haven't I?
I think you've made it clear, yes.
Now we can get back to what? We can get back to what I love.
Aaron Rodgers.
Next.